day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
All right, welcome back. Sharp losses developed in feeder cattle trade today, setting the tone for additional pressure in all cattle trade. Even though volume remains sluggish, the overall tone of the market turned bearish here at midweek, creating concerns of longer-term pressure. Meanwhile, corn prices were higher in light trade. July corn futures about 3 cents higher, in fact. Stock markets, though, were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones was 20 points lower, NASDAQ up 2 points. Moderate losses held across live cattle futures today, with a lack of market intensity seen in the complex, continuing to limit the impact of the downward push seen in feeder cattle trade, although the lack of support across the entire cattle complex is increasingly evident as the week continues. And in feeder cattle, sharp losses quickly developed throughout the morning, with August contracts leading the market lower with a $4 per hundredweight loss. This pressure continued to lead the entire complex with increased liquidation as prices fell below $150 per hundredweight, and traders continued to look for additional potential losses possible through the end of the week if these losses are not contained. Meanwhile, grain futures were little changed today as traders played a waiting game ahead of the USDA reports that were due out this morning. Besides the barrage of data on both the old and new crop outlook, a wet forecast also kept sellers on the sidelines as spring planting enters a crucial time. Corn prices, though, were mostly steady after a low volume trade in a narrow range overnight. July futures held to an inside day after Tuesday's rebound attempt failed. Soybeans dropped down a little as they tried working off of overnight lows after attempts at follow-through buying faded on the heels of Tuesday's gains. And finally, wheat prices tried to firm, but there was little buying noted as the overnight session wound down following Tuesday's move lower. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.